Well, you're here on the Smile Drive, and we have some very good news for you, especially all you dog lovers out there. Now, I can't believe I happen to be in the middle of all of this. Talk about right place, right time. Now, I have a young little golden retriever pupper, and I have to take him for walks in the mornings, and I actually delayed it a little bit this morning because I got some washing on the line, and then at around 11 I was like, oh, it's getting late, but let me quickly take him. And it's not the ideal time to take him because the dog park is quiet and he only has fun if he can play with another dog.
Yeah.
But now, because the dog park was quiet, there were a lot of kids there. I believe it's school holidays.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Eugene knows that with gusto. Mm-hmm. I was wondering why the little kids park was so busy. But now the kids were quite upset about something, and they came over to call myself, and there was another lady with two small dogs. And they said to us, please, can you come over here? There's a little black and white dog trapped in a storm drain. Maybe you know who the owners are. So it's not like a storm drain, like he was up the tunnel. It's kind of like a ditch that there's a little bridge over it, but he just couldn't jump out of the ditch. Mm. It's right along the Liesbeck Canal, near to the Starkairs, the Rosebank Park. Mm. Yeah. You might be familiar with it. So we go over, and he's this sweet little purebred Boston Terrier with a very distinctive bright blue eye. And obviously, like, you're like, well, this is a pedigree dog. The owner can't be far away. Mm. I didn't have my phone with me because I don't walk with my phone for safety reasons.
Mm. Sorry, you said something very interesting.
Mm.
Very distinctive bright blue eye, not eyes.
Yeah, one eye was blue
because
he has white on one half of his face. And then the other eye is like the dark brown. That's normal dog eye because he's got a patch on the other eye.
Okay.
Very cute little boy. Mm. Shame he was sitting there shivering, but just looking up. Very calm, but like, hello. So the lady with me, luckily, she had her phone. Mm. So she took a photo, and she seemed a lot more in the know than me. She was like, I'm going to put this in the group WhatsApp. And I was like, yeah, he probably got out of a garden nearby and just ran down here.
100%.
It's probably not a big deal.
Yeah.
And her and I agreed we didn't see that dog before because there's lots of dogs that you recognize.
Yes.
Mm. 1 minute later in the group WhatsApp comes a missing poster of this dog. This is a dog that went missing on the 16th or 17th of July,
16th.
Back in the day, over 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
On Table Mountain.
You mean 16th of June?
I mean June, sorry.
Yeah,
you're right.
I was a bit confused
last month.
I was going back to the future now.
Okay. I'm overwhelmed. I forget my numbers. So it went missing like 3 weeks ago. Mm. And the owners were very close to giving up hope. They've been doing search parties up and down Table Mountain looking for this pupper. Now, how did it find its way into the Liesbeck Canal, into a storm drain where we got to find it?
All the way from Table Mountain.
All the way from Table Mountain. Now, let me tell you the end of that story before I tell you how I found out how it got there, all right? So, quick fast for those of you holding your breath. Its name is Skunk. It is Skunk. He has been reunited. The other lady who had her phone, she took him to the Mowbray vet who located the brother of the owners because the owners happen to be out of the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're in Botswana at the moment because we kept phoning the number on the thing and it was saying this number like does not exist. And the other one was saying no. And we were like, come on, we're trying to phone the owners.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he is okay. But as we were taking this dog, the one lady jumped down and she scooped him up and he was very complacent and sweet. And then we were walking across to her car because she agreed she'd take him to the vet. And now another couple, a pregnant lady and her husband with two bulldogs, have joined by this point. And now everyone's on their phones and trying to find the owners. So it's the worst, like the most motley rescue crew. There's a golden retriever puppy, two fat bulldogs and two little, I don't know, like poodle type little doggies.
Yeah.
And then this lady cradling him, walking across this lawn, at which point we get him into the car and then people start sprinting out of the suburbs into the dog park with dog leashes. Two people sprint past us and we're like, oh, is that the owners?
That's what I would think.
Yeah, so we're like trying to flag this guy down.
But they're in Botswana. Sorry to interrupt all
the
time.
Yes, yeah. But we at this point didn't know they were in Botswana. We just knew we couldn't get them. And we knew that they lived in Frederhoek.
Okay.
Because the one lady had a Frederhoek group WhatsApp. And so we knew they were there. So we were like, that can't be the owner. And then another lady came out of the suburbs with a leash. And we said, what's going on? So they'd seen in the group WhatsApp that the dog had been found with the photo.
Yes.
And then
and they were there to help, obviously.
The lady said, no, there's a 10,000 rand reward on that dog. Right? And we were like, like, we kind of were like, oh, yeah, but that's irrelevant. Like, get the dog to the vet.
Yes.
So then we were like, just go, 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 go.
Yo. Wow.
But you know, some people see a I mean, it's priceless to reunite a family. That family is getting their dog back. Why now must you ask for money? Unless you've had to, and it was so easy for us to scoop this puppy up and take him to the vet.
So they came all the way for the money because they saw it in the group WhatsApp. Hi, Batung.
Okay, so the plot thickens. Once I put this on social media, a few people started tagging a friend of ours. He does TV and radio, Carl Wastey.
Mm. Oh.
So Carl had allegedly seen the dog up on the M3 next to the Newlands Forest because the dog had been on Table Mountain, of course. So just about an hour earlier, he saw this dog and he pulled over his car because he's got Boston Terriers and he's a big dog lover. And he was like, I'm going to catch this dog because my heart is breaking for this couple.
And he would have gotten 10,000 rand for that.
No. He told me other cars were putting on their hazards and stopping. It was like a feeding frenzy to catch the dog.
Wow, goodness me. Wow.
Now we can hope that their hearts were in the right place. But Carl says it looked like they were chasing a full tank of petrol.
That's a few tanks.
But look,
you mean two tanks.
And depends on the size of your car. But look, okay, so he then started running. And he also said he had got out of soccer because he had a sore knee, but that sore knee disappeared when he saw this dog that needed rescuing.
Aww.
He sprinted from Newlands Forest, through Newlands, through Rondebosch, until he lost the dog in the Liesbeck Canal, which is where I then found it a few minutes later.
What a coincidence.
What? Like, the right place, right time. You almost feel like angels were orchestrating this.
Yeah, but
you were. Aye, Maurice. You know? Anyway, so the dog has been returned home and all is well that ends well. And go Team Cape Town.
Like.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody collab together. Even if you were doing it for the cash, at least you were doing
it. It's still a beautiful story.
It is
I love it.
Story.
I mean, shame. This poor dog, what, 2-3 weeks in the world, in the wilderness, literally almost?
I know, and the poor owners have been going up Table Mountain to hike. And I know so many of you out there in Cape Town were helping and hiking the mountain, looking for the dog. And apparently the dog also suffers from epilepsy, and it's supposed to take meds every day. So the fact that he has survived this far.
Wow, it's a miracle.
So little skunk is home safe with his sister and uncle for now while his parents come back from Botswana. And I just want to add that as we pulled him out of the storm drain, my little puppy Miles just licked his face and it was almost like, you're safe now. And
he
really had this like energy of like, phew, is it over? Can I go home now?
Yo, Angel, I can't believe there's good people like you guys still left on planet Earth. You know, hearing a nice story like this just warms your heart and thanks for getting the dog back safe to his family and not even asking for money. Legend. Have a lucky day. Great show, guys. Keep it up.
It was an absolute team effort between Carl chasing him and the other ladies jumping down. I believe the one lady's name was Ankia and Naz. So well done to everyone. And of course, the little kids who spotted him.